Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Julian, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
So, I've got your document here. Several things. First of all, you never mentioned a $5,000 origination fee.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty common with working capital loans. So basically, it's just going to come out of the proceed of the loan. So instead of netting $250, you're going to net $245. So that's all.
Yeah, but it's a real cost. It's a cost that wasn't identified. So I wasn't expecting it.
Gotcha.
Second, I look at the interest of, if I take the 10, let's say it goes to full amortization, 10 months.
Mm-hmm.
I come up with, plus I add the $5,000 fee, which I hadn't done that. It's just about 30%.
Yeah, it's unsecured cash, so it's a little more expensive than a typical, like, say, equipment financing or home loan. It's a little bit different.
I know what it is. I called you up. I know what it is. But 30% is, is that even legal? That sounds like aren't there laws that pertain to the usury laws for as far as, that seems very high to me.
Well, we've been doing this for 14 years. If there's anything illegal that we've been doing, we wouldn't have been around for this long. There's a couple things that I wanted to mention really quick. I don't know how far you got, but there's an ACH fee and a site inspection fee. And Dennis wanted me to let you know that we're going to be waiving those for you in good faith. So if that makes any difference. Right, yeah. So ACH fee is to set up the AC. Are you familiar with ACH, what it is? It's basically like an automatic withdrawal from your account.
Yes.
Typically, there's a cost associated with it. And then also a site inspection fee. Typically, we have to hire an agency to go out to inspect your business, just to obviously to make sure that you're the business that you say you are and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, that's your due diligence, not mine, I would say. Okay, so the interest rate bothers me. The $5,000 bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. I like, the one thing I did like is the fact that I pay you quicker, I pay less. That appealed to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the other, which if that's my intent in this, then I would be rewarded for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
It's still a very high yield. I think if I look at 250,
right. There has to be a specific purpose for the, like, typically with our customers, there's a special opportunity where when they buy, where they buy $200,000 in bulk of materials, they'll save 20% or whatever it is. And they're going to flip that inventory 3 times in the year. So they're making, even if they're paying an effective high interest rate, they're still making money on top of it. So there has to be, you don't just borrow money. It has to make sense for you. If it doesn't make sense for you, obviously we don't,
Right. Right. Okay. So I'm going to do is this. I just want to sleep on this and come up with a game plan on what I feel is realistic and a reasonable time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes palatable to me.
Mm-hmm.
The $5,000 I was not expecting. And the other thing that came up in my discussion, who's your colleague? What's his name?
Dennis.
Dennis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dennis said to me that the information and my rating and this loan was based on the credit report that he received, which was 640. So, I have a recent credit report dated August 5th,
mm-hmm.
which, because I'm refinancing my house, I'm not pulling any cash out, I'm just refinancing it to get a better rate.
Right.
And it was approved. And I'm looking at that report. And first off, it's a very good report. I'm familiar with my reports. I get them all the time because I have lenders that I finance with. So, and that there were three. One was 680. The highest was 724.
Mm-hmm.
And the mid range, I don't have the middle one, but it was somewhere between the two. So I'd love to see the one that shows 640 because that doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, I'll be happy to send you a copy. I have it right here in front of me. We pull through Experian. Which credit bureau do you typically use when you check your credit or when you inquire for your home loan?
Well, this was done by the lender. This is Experian as well.
Gotcha.
I'm looking at Experian. Hang on. Oh, let's see. Hang on, I'm trying to find the magic number here.
Yeah, no problem.
Give me a second.
Mark, do you want me to send you what I have so you can see?
Yeah, that would be helpful. Yeah.
So okay, I'm going to... Okay, cool. Yeah, not a problem. Let's see here. Just give me one moment. Okay, I just sent it. There's no subject line. It's blank.
Okay.
So you should get it in a couple seconds or so.
Alrighty. I got it. Okay.
Cool.
Tell me this line. I'm going to look at the top, but it says now DEL/DRG. What does that mean?
You're looking now, at your credit report?
Yeah, the first page, profile summary. On the right-hand column side, it has was, I assume that's delinquent, was delinquent slash derogatory. I imagine that's that was.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a 2. And then it says now delinquent slash derogatory, and it says 0.
Mm-hmm.
Am I interpreting that correctly?
Correct. Yep. That's exactly what it is.
Okay. FICO scores. All right, well, I don't want to belabor the point here. I'll study this so I can make sure, check its accuracy. And,
yeah, no,
just think about the... Yeah, let's talk tomorrow. What time do you get in the morning, Julian?
I get in at 6:30 West Coast. I actually have to leave right now too. I'm an MBA student. I go to night school. But do you want to give Dennis a call actually? Because he'll be happy to answer any other concerns or questions you have.
Well, I'm going home to my family in a moment here, so I will look at
awesome.
It. And then I'll call either you or him. I'll call you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Mark.
All right. Thanks, Julian.
My pleasure. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Same.